Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hi, welcome along to episode 17 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. As always, it's great to have you along. Before we start today's episode, I want to just do a quick recap of episode 16. In episode 16, I talked about habits. And now, a lot of the time, we run on autopilot, just running these habits, these strategies we've got. And then I set out the principles for setting new habits, simply, effectively, a tool to create a new habit, instill it, and make it stick. If you haven't had the chance already, please give it a listen. Today's episode is a short fire, quick burst episode. These episodes are very much recorded on the fly. They are designed for me to be able to share inspiration with you as it comes to me. So they aren't always recorded in the studio. In today's episode, I want to share with you an analogy, really, that demonstrates how the brain works. It's a really simple analogy, but it resonated with me because it proves the point that we don't always behave the way we want to behave. Our behaviors sometimes feel as if they are out of our control, as much as we'd like to control them. And this analogy very much captures why that's the case and puts it in such a simplistic way and such an easy to understand way that it makes sense. It's not my own work. I can't take credit for it. It's the work of Jonathan Haidt, who's a leadership professional, and also Dan and Chip Heath, who's mentioned it in the book Switch. So the principle is called the rider, the elephant, and the path. The rider is your rational brain. It's your thinking brain. It's the part of you that makes the logical decisions. It makes plans. It organizes things. It likes to solve problems. It's always looking for patterns and analyzing what options you've got. And it's ultimately the decision maker. And it's about logic and reason. The elephant, however, is your emotional brain. And you've heard me talk about in earlier episodes, the amygdala. The elephant represents the amygdala. It's very much guided by fear, emotions, protection. It remembers things from previous experiences and reacts if it encounters something similar again. The other thing with the elephant is it is constantly trying to avoid pain and do things that it enjoys. Its goal is to seek out pleasure, gratification. It's constantly moving away from pain and towards pleasure. Now, if you think of that analogy as the rider, your logical mind sits up on top of this 6-ton bundle of emotions that, yeah, the majority of the time is very compliant and will follow along quite happily. But the minute it either finds or needs to do something or is directed, I suppose is the better word, by the rider to do something that it doesn't regard as either pleasurable or it finds fearful, that elephant reacts. And it's a 6-ton elephant. And as a rider, to control a beast, for the want of a better word, like that, is very difficult. So when you find yourself in a situation where your logical brain is dictating one thing, but your behavior is totally counterintuitive to that, that is the principle of the elephant. I once coached somebody who actually rode horses, and I said, as the rider on top of a horse, it's a similar analogy. Yeah, a lot of the time, the horse will do what you want, but have you ever been in the situation where the horse doesn't do what you want it to do and has got to, wants to go off on a different path? And how difficult is that to control? So when you find yourself in those situations where you're not behaving the way you would expect to, that is down to this emotional bundle, this 6-ton elephant wanting to either not do, it doesn't get gratification from what you're planning or where you want to go, or it's encoded something about what is about to happen that it finds fearful and it's trying to protect, and it will go off at a tangent and react in a way that is not useful or appears useful for you. It's often sometimes construed that the rider is good, the elephant is bad. That is not the case. That isn't true. Basically, the elephant is there as an emotional being, and it also is there to protect and help to survive. In a minute, I'll give a few tips on how to coach the elephant, as it were. The other element is the path. Now, that's the environment. That's the environment we're in. And the idea with the environment is to make it as easy as possible for both rider and elephant. The easier for the elephant, the better the journey will be, with less reaction, less emotion. Very much ties in with episode 16 around habits. If you're trying to instill a new habit, the environment, making it as easy as you can for the elephant, will stand you in good stead. And that's one of the things I talked about. If you can chain or tie it in or use another trigger to activate an habit, that's a way of improving the environment for the elephant, so it doesn't kick off and say, I'm not doing that. That does not bring me gratification. That does not bring me pleasure. So the next time you find yourself behaving in a way is not logical or beneficial, you can put it down to the fact that your logical brain, the rider, sits on this emotional 6-ton elephant, which is that flight fight area of the brain, which contains the amygdala and the other areas I've talked about in previous episodes. And then, of course, the environment we're in, what's happening around us, impacts on both the logical brain and the rider and the elephant, the fear centers of the brain. So that the easier you can make the environment, the smoother the ride. There's a couple of concepts I like to use in terms of when you find that the elephant is going off on a charge, for the want of a better word. It's something has either scared it, or it's something that it doesn't want to do, that the rider is trying to coach it to do, and it's going to get emotional, it's going to rear up and head off into the jungle, as it were. They're taken from a book by Paul McGee, the sumo guy. And the first one is, especially in situations where things aren't going to plan, Paul advises, rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. In other words, on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10, this is life-threatening or even means death, and 1, I'm completely safe. Where does this event or this scenario sit? And just pause for a second and rate it. The next question is, how can I get the best out of this situation for me? How could I improve this situation? What could I do to make the situation better? Just ask yourself a few of those, what can I do, or how can I improve this situation? How can I get this best out of the situation for me? And another point that Paul McGee makes in the sumo books is, then also, what would I do differently next time? What would I do differently to make sure this doesn't happen again? I take the learnings, as I often say, there's no failure, only feedback, and make sure that if I'm in a similar situation again, this doesn't happen. What are the learnings I can take? Now, that's simple, and I've got to say that in Paul's book, the Sumo, or Paul's book, Sumo, there's a few more principles behind it, but I think those are the key nuggets. And please go out and give Sumo a go. It's a really good book, and it's great around the coaching of the elephant or that fear center of the brain. But there is a few more principles that Paul sets out. Please give them a listen or give it a read. But the idea behind that is, by just invoking those questions, you're activating the logical part of your brain, and you're giving the logical part of the brain, time to interrupt the elephant. And then you've got the opportunity in a way to coach the elephant and get it to go the way you want it to go, and not running off into the jungle and either creating a worse situation or embarrassing yourself in a situation. So it's just a simple framework, but it is really powerful and really effective and works really well. So I'll just recap that. So the first thing is to rate on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 means death or is life-threatening, and 1 means I'm completely safe or it's okay. The next is to ask yourself, how can I improve the situation, or how can I make the best out of the situation for me, or what can I do to get the best out of the situation? It's sort of those open, logical questions I often say to people I coach, that to use what, when, how type of questions. Avoid the why, and there's a reason for that, that why limits your choices. It's in that scenario, it's not the best of questions, but how, what, when, in relation to yourself are very powerful questions. And it always amazes me what answers your logical mind will come up with. And then the last one is, what can I learn from this situation? What can I do differently in the future to avoid this happening again, or to be better to prepare for this situation? So that was the rider, the elephant, and the path, which I really love as a model of the brain, and explains sometimes how our behavior, it seems totally illogical and totally out of character. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter at WinningEdgeCOA1. That's at WinningEdgeCOA1. Thanks again. See you next time.